Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and happy, wonderful day to you. I just love that you're here. I love that you are somebody who is continuing to put in the positive, to empower yourself, to expand your mind and your energy. I just love it. And before we dive in today, I do want to take a moment to really thank you guys. You know, I'm so grateful. On a constant basis, I get letters that come in of people who resonate with this episode or that episode or just sweet comments, and they just touch my heart. And my team always reads them to me, even if they don't come in the email directly to me. My team does. You know, Sarah knows that I'm a softie, and I love the love. I love just mind expansion. It's just so sweet. And, you know, and so I just wanted to take a moment and thank you guys. It's just from a lot of different episodes, and even the last one, you know, I know a lot of people resonated in different ways with the last episode, found different ways of things that they identified with. And so I love that. And I love the awareness. It's just really awesome. Now, as a reminder, if you did happen to miss the last episode, I highly recommend going back to check it out. And as a reminder, I know that episode was a week ago now, so just reminding your mind for a moment, we're working with Paige, who is this beautiful woman who is a psychologist and drug and alcohol counselor, and just with a sweet accent from England, Northumberland, England, and just a sweetheart who's been unfortunately suffering from IBS-C for many years now. And so if you recall, she started out with a level 6 of pain. And on the last episode, we began to work with her with patterns and really identify what was linked up with the ailment. And what we discovered is that it really had to do with feelings towards money. And so that's what we were working on in the last episode. And by the way, if by chance you have not listened to that episode, I do highly recommend starting there and then coming back here, because there are a lot of times emotions and links with money can be very subconscious, and also they don't necessarily always make sense. I know I personally had to do a ton of work in this area because my patterns towards money didn't make any sense at all. You know, I had been going through disability and everything like that. And of course, once I got better, I was like, oh my God, I need to really fix my finances. And that's when I started looking at my subconscious links towards money. And I had all kinds of things, you know, traditional things like money is the root of all evil and different things like that, that didn't really make any sense. I mean, I didn't want people to even know that I wanted money. I felt like it was bad to want money, which is silly if you stop and think about it, because pretty much everybody needs money. And so, you know, but when you stop and think about it, it becomes more logical. But, you know, I just had these links at a deeper level in my mind. And I would say some of them even came from, like, when I was a child, I was raised Lutheran. And on Easter every year, me and my family, you know, my brothers and sisters and my parents, we would sit around and watch the Ten Commandments. And I'd remembered, you know, seeing the golden calf that was being idolized and different things like that, and thinking, oh my God, money is bad and it's evil and you're not supposed to want it, you know. And then when you stop and think about it, the awareness that we need it to eat, to have shelter, to live, to do anything, in this world. And so obviously I had a lot of work to do on really creating a good connection and relationship with money. And that was key. And a lot of it was subconscious and it didn't really make any sense. But I had to work through my own stuff to really even start creating an incredible shift in my life in that area as well. And by the way, just like with health and shifting people's pain and ailments and all of that, I see people all the time create really incredible shifts when it comes to things with money or manifesting. And so that's where we're going today. We're going to dive back in with Paige. And as we do dive back in, I want you to notice that I am pushing her a bit. And that's really where we're starting in this second half, is I'm pushing her a bit. And you'll notice in some of the episodes, I do that. I'll push a bit because for some people, it's very helpful in some places. You know, like the last episode before Paige, it would have been a negative for her. It would have increased the problem and been counterproductive. But for this situation, it's needed to help her shift her pain away. And so I need to push to really get that result. So of course, everybody's different. And as you continue to work with your own emotions, you'll know and you'll get a sense for it. Because the more you really understand your mind, the easier it is to work with. And so, which is of course why I'm able to sit here and really just coach people to get back-to-back results. It's because all of our minds are truly incredible. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Paige. And as we do, I want you to remember that her pain level initially was a level 6, and now it's at a 3, which she'll mention as we go back in. So her pain is coming down, which means we're going the right way, and we're going to continue to do so as we dive back in with Paige. Here we go. All right. So I want you to notice your level of pain real quick. 0 to 10. What's your level?
It's about a 3.
About a 3. Yeah. Okay. So give me 1 second. That. Bingo. All right. So I want you to notice the feeling of feeling guilty. Mm-hmm. The feeling of feeling guilty for charging people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. Bingo. And out of curiosity, it's kind of like stealing candy from a baby, right? Like you have no intention on helping them. You just want to like steal candy from them, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. So I want you to think about the feeling of how there's that idea of taking money from somebody who's suffering, like you're taking advantage of them. Mm. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. And is your sincerest desire to take advantage of them?
No, not the slightest.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Now, if you're accepting money from somebody who's suffering and then you're helping end their suffering and you're helping them to end their suffering, how great is that?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, really good. And is that worth money?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And by the way, you end their suffering, they get better, they create an incredible life, they start being more productive, they start making more money, having love, all of these things. And you feel like you should have got paid nothing for that?
Not when you put it like that.
Oh, well, aren't you trying to help them?
I am, yes.
Well, what's going to happen in their life when you help them? Then you think they're going to come back and be like, oh, I should have gave you money.
No, they're going to enjoy having their own money and living a life.
They're going to enjoy having their own money. Okay, yeah. So if you think about it for a moment, okay, you're like, yeah, so if they're helped, then they're making their own money. They're doing their things, all of that. So if I ask you, I want you to think about the old awareness of feeling like, oh, well, I'm taking money from somebody who's suffering, mm-hmm. right? And now there's that feeling of taking advantage, right? Mm-hmm. Can I add some clarity for you on this and realize that's only if you're taking advantage of them, not actually trying to help them?
It's a very valid point you make.
A very valid point, you would think, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And remember that you're actually trying to help them. And if they just like are following directions, if they follow through, can you help them?
Yeah, I definitely need the follow through from them. Yeah.
Okay, so if they follow through, can you help them?
Yeah.
So then is it worth their money?
Yes.
And what does their future look like?
Hopefully good.
And are they making more money?
Yeah, hopefully.
Are they living a better life? Are they happier?
Well, yeah, I definitely hope so.
Okay. So was the money worth it?
Yeah.
Great. So I want you to notice the difference between taking advantage of somebody who's suffering mm-hmm. and wanting to help somebody who's suffering and the trajectory of where their life is going. I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. And do you see the difference?
Yeah.
And so if you think about it, bingo. You know, really, in working with people all of the time, I mean, I have people who literally still reach out to me and are like, do you realize that you gave me back my whole life? And I'm always, of course, saying, no, you did it. Mm-hmm. I just coached you. Mm-hmm. They're like, do you have any idea how different my life is because of what we did and blah, blah, all of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Now, was it fair that they paid money for it?
Yeah.
Yes. So just for a moment, if you think about it, if I ask you how much better somebody's life is from paying money for it, how much would you say that is?
Well, I would hope that they would rate that quite high.
Okay. So it's like stealing candy from a baby, right? That's what your goal is. You take these people who are suffering, you go, hey, how can I steal some money out of their pocket?
No, not at all.
No. Okay. So how much do you need to feel bad?
I need to not feel bad. I don't need to feel bad at all.
You need to not feel bad, totally. Yeah. Because the thing of it is if you don't charge them, you know what you're doing?
Burning myself out.
And burning yourself out.
Maintaining the pattern that they're in, that it's they get rewarded for the bad things that happened in their life and for being victims.
There you go. So what's happening is you're fueling the very problem. So then you're just like the drug dealer, mm-hmm. pretty much. Didn't you always want to grow up and be a drug dealer?
Well, yeah, that was that one year.
I love your sense of humor. So just for a moment. Can you see that, A, you're not taking advantage of people, mm-hmm. and you're not trying to take advantage of people, and B, that's not even where you're going, and you don't want to feel the problem. And so charging them, but then showing up at 100% mm-hmm. is what's key, right? Mm-hmm. Charging them fairly and giving everything, like showing up 1,000,000% to help them,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a moment. There are four insights that I want to share with you at this point. You know, first and foremost, obviously you can tell probably that I'm pushing her a bit and I'm being ridiculous, if you will. And there's a reason for that. Well, technically there are like six reasons for that, but one of them you can kind of see, you know, if you hear her responses, they're kind of flat. She's not very emotionally expressive. And to be able to help her to get results and shift, one of the things that I need her to do is have a little bit more of a spark of emotions. And so that's why I'm pushing and being a bit ridiculous, is because that's what I want to do. And you can tell she's a bit heady, you know? And so that's part of the reason for the ridiculousness, in that I'm just wanting to help evoke that so I can help her to make the change. So that's one of the reasons that I'm really pushing in that way. Now, I also want to talk to you about money. And as far as money at this point, you know, when you show up to deliver, like your delivering of services or whatever it is, there's so much energy around that. So I love that. I mean, I can tell from her energy, she's somebody who wants to show up at 100%, and that's beautiful. And all the time, I'll see people who are kind of coasting in life and going, gosh, you know, I just want something more for me, and I'd love more. But you want to make sure to show up in life, not in like a strenuous, stressful way, but in a way that shows passion through what you do and wanting to really be your best self. Again, not in a stressful way, but in a wonderful way. And even, I got to tell you, to this day, anytime that I work with anybody, the very first thing that I always ask at the very beginning is, how can I be the most value to this person? And I ask it every single time. It's just the way I operate. What is the most value that I can give this person? What do they need the most? How can I help them the most? What is that? And that's right where I go to. Okay. And so that's key for me. And the reason I mention that is because I know there are a lot of people who feel stuck with money or different things like that. And then they get kind of stuck in this rut of, you know, showing up and kind of coasting in their jobs. And then they feel like, you know, nothing really comes from it. And, you know, everything leads to something else, if you will. I mean, I have to tell you, one of the reasons that I can do what I do to this day is actually because of my background in troubleshooting and network engineering. I would say without those years of experience in network engineering and what I do and all that troubleshooting, I don't think I'd be able to do what it is that I do now. Definitely not as good. That was key for me. And so who knew that showing up at 100% prior to my injury would actually help me in what I do today? And so, you know, just knowing that whatever you're doing today matters and it can help your future and it can help you to continue to expand. And either way, you'll want to just show up at 100% of yourself and really be all you can be and kind of outgrow whatever it is that you're in if you're looking to grow to the next level. So that's important for money, okay? And that leads to insight number three, which has to do with integrity. Making sure you're in integrity is so key, more than most people realize. And I know that some people will say, well, so-and-so did something wrong and they still made money, or so-and-so is doing this and cheating people and blah, 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 and how come they still make money? And you'd be surprised at what happens with people. And, you know, some people are making a lot of money, but then also because they've been out of integrity, they have a lot of lawsuits simultaneously. Or they're making a lot of money, but behind the scenes, they also have a ton of debt. And so it looks like they're making a lot of money, but then there's a big mess under that. Or all kinds of things come up. And so, or even their health, where they are making money, but then they're needing to spend it all on their health because then it's affecting their health in one way or another. And then the money's basically coming in and then going out for that, or different things, just a variety of different things show up. And so integrity is so important when it comes to making money. So that's insight number three. And by the way, really quickly on that note, you know, I don't just mean following the law, so to speak. It's really about just showing up as a good person, you know, just in being great and being a good person. And that is huge for expanding it. One simple way, I gotta say, to just illustrate that it's not necessarily something illegal is PayPal. You know, if you think about it for a moment, on PayPal, you have the ability to pay somebody either as a family and friend, which means that there's no fee taken out, or you can pay somebody and there's a fee taken out. Like if it's a professional business payment, then there's a fee taken out. And I love that PayPal does that and offers the friends and family option. And all the time I see people who are professionals who are saying, oh, well, just pay me on the friends and family thing, so then I don't have to, you know, pay the fee or whatever. And of course, I'm not going to do that. I know that would be terrible for my money energy, and it would also be bad for theirs. And just little things like that. I mean, obviously, it's not illegal, so to speak, to do, but it's out of integrity. And I'm sure PayPal doesn't appreciate it. But either way, point being, it's just about doing the right thing. So even with that one, you know, you won't go to jail for it. You won't get in trouble for it, likely. But it will affect your money. So I'll see people who are, quote unquote, saving $10 here or $15 here or $50 here or whatever on that fee, so to speak. And yet, it's really impacting the bigger picture of their finances. So things like that, or I see people, you know, like plagiarize other people's work, and maybe they change a couple words enough so it's not quite plagiarized, and then they run with it, and then they wonder why they end up with lawsuits or this or that or whatever. Doesn't it just bombs and doesn't do well, or things like that. I mean, I see all kinds of things. And so integrity, really key piece in the whole process. So that's number three. And number four, we actually touched on in the last episode, and it's really about sympathy for money and not fueling the patterns, even in others. You know, if you're doing that for somebody else and you're fueling the sympathy pattern, you'll want to make sure not to do that, because it will actually impact your own energy towards money. And, you know, just a quick recap from the last episode, we were talking about, you know, if people have sympathy towards money, like they're like, oh my God, can you help with this? Or can you help with that? And they don't link it up consciously. You know, people will get it linked up, even sometimes it's like 5 years old or 10 years old, or maybe they were even going to school and getting free lunches in first grade because they had a family with low income. And then they took it in as sympathy and feeling bad for low income, that then created a sympathy pattern towards money. There's even that. So point being is that these patterns can show up from all different types of places. But the biggest thing is you want to make sure to not feed it in yourself. So if it's there in yourself, you want to make sure to shift it. Or if it's in people around you, you'll want to make sure not to feed it, because then it just becomes and integrates kind of into your energy, where you see it and it doesn't create a good vibe for your energy. And by the way, you know, me personally, if I have a homeless person who's asking me for money, sometimes what I'll do is I'll ask them, you know, maybe at the gas station or something like that, I'll ask them to clean my windshield for it. Then at least they're doing something for it, so they feel empowered, they feel capable. And it's even if I don't need my windshield cleaned, I'll just, you know, I'll say, okay, well, you want to make some money? Okay. You know, and so they have a way to start feeling like they can make money, and I don't want to fuel the sympathy pattern. And so that's a way around it. Or even all the time, I have people that reach out, they go, okay, well, I have this health issue and that health issue, and I'd really love to be part of your program. And what I'll do with, you know, with the video set and all of that is I have an affiliate program. So I'll just have them sign up as an affiliate, and which means that then they can share the link online or whatnot and refer their friends and family and make money from it. And I'll pay for their program, and it helps spread more happiness into the world. So it becomes a win-win, and then they feel empowered to do something. Okay, so it's always about that feeling of empowerment for yourself and really making sure not to fuel the victim in others. Because what happens is if somebody has a pattern of sympathy, of people feeling sorry for them, either for them or for you, if this is your pattern, then what happens is that if they need sympathy and they have a pattern of sympathy, well, if somebody's going to get sympathy, what do they have to have? They have to have bad things happen to them. So unfortunately, if somebody says, but can you help me out? I have this situation and this hard situation and blah, blah, blah. And what happens, unfortunately, if it's not in the greatest energy, it'll end up fueling the pattern. So it might feel great for the moment, but then the pattern just continues. And as a reminder, again, we talked about this even more on the last episode. So if you haven't listened to that, you'll want to make sure to do so to really understand the heart behind it, if you will. So that's key. But point being, circling back from these four insights, you know, in every episode, I want to make sure that you have something that you can implement in your life that you can take away. And so we're going to go and dive in even more. But from these four insights, you may want to take and see if something applies to you and really look at how you can integrate that into your life. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Paige. Okay, so bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And can you see that that's fair? I mean, that's basically what I do. I charge a fair rate and then I show up and over-deliver. Mm-hmm. That's always my goal is, okay, look, let me over-deliver and bingo. So people are thrilled and they get results and they're happy. And bingo. And so can I ask you to breathe for just a moment? And how bad do you want to feel about the whole thing?
Not at all. want to let that go.
What's that?
Not at all. I would like to let that go, please.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And can you say, I'm willing to stop feeling guilty for not being a drug dealer?
Do you actually want me to say that?
No, I just wanted to make you laugh. All right. So here we go. Someone asks you to breathe. They ask you to breathe. Bingo. And how guilty do you want to feel for helping people?
Zero. I want to feel proud. Someone asks,
there you go. So you want to feel proud. Someone asks you to breathe. Bingo. Your level of pain, 0 to 10?
Maybe like a 1/2.
That's what I have, is about a 1. I have a pretty solid 1, but we'll go with your 1/2. So give me just a second. Bingo. That. Bingo. All right. If I ask you, and I'm just going to be really, really direct, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you if you feel like people are getting the results that you want them to get, 0 to 10, how much would you say that's true?
I would say the majority of people, so probably an 8.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to take that in. So it's kind of like stealing candy from a baby, right?
No.
Oh, you're helping them?
I work damn hard for that candy.
Okay, and they benefit from it?
Yeah.
Okay, so well spent candy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and let me ask you, what do you think people would otherwise be spending it on?
Probably the unhelpful patterns, the alcohol, the drugs.
The drugs. There you go. Drugs, alcohol, cigarettes.
Yeah.
What else? I mean,
food, shopping.
Okay. Well, food is important. The right food.
I mean like junk food, binge eating.
There you go. Okay. So if you think about it for a moment, wouldn't it be so much better if they spent their money on drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and binge eating than like helping themselves have a better life?
No, not at all.
Okay. So bingo. So I'm going to ask you to take that in for a moment, and I'm going to ask you to realize you should totally feel bad for helping people and charging them for it when they could be spending their money on drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and binge eating. What's wrong with you?
I am a party killer.
What's that?
Said I'm a party killer. I'm a killjoy.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Bingo. And again, think of the trajectory of living a better life and happy and being more successful and having better relationships and all of that. And is it worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Great. Bingo. And how bad of a person are you for charging them money?
I'm not a bad person for that.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. And what's your level?
Of pain, of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite 0, not quite 1. So somewhere in between.
Okay. Give me 1 second. That. Bingo. Can you see the feeling of feeling like I charge too much?
Yeah.
Okay. And bingo. And so I'm going to ask you to breathe that feel. Just breathe in for a moment. Bingo. And is that true that you charge too much?
No, it's only in my head. I'm quite fair with my fees.
Okay. And bingo. And just for a moment, if you think about it, the most valuable thing that we have in life is our mind, right?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah, the health.
And our health, absolutely, but our, which goes back to, again, our mind.
Yeah.
Right? And bingo. And bingo. And of course, bingo. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Bingo. And I want you to notice the part of you that has judged other people for charging people who are suffering. And I want you to notice it was a different context, completely different context. Where there's a difference between taking candy from a baby or taking and stealing and taking money from people who are suffering. And there's a difference between setting up a service to help people who are suffering to have a better life. Imagine if everybody who is helping people suffer said, oh, I'm going to do it all for free, which means that they're all just going to give more cocaine to the problem, if you will. They're basically fueling the problem. Okay. So do you want to fuel the problem?
No, not at all.
Okay. So then would you say, okay, well, to make money, it would be so much better if you just work in something that people don't actually need, like some more plastic toys or different things like that. Wouldn't that be better?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. So bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe for just a moment. Bingo. I'm going to ask you again to take in the awareness that you're helping people and that you're not taking advantage of them and that their lives will be better because of it. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you how long ago you started your practice, how long ago was that?
Maybe about 3 years ago. I've been working in the field longer, but my practice 3 years ago.
Okay. And bingo, bingo. Okay. And I want you to notice the part of you that's actually started making more and more money. It feels like about 7 years ago. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And bingo. Are you ready to stop feeling guilty for it?
Yeah.
And if you think about all of the people that you've helped and how much more productive they are in life, and how much more they are making in their lives. And if you add it all together, do you think that investing in themselves was a wise investment?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And bingo. And if you add that all together, do you think that cumulative, that, I mean, look at how much that would help their lives, their future, all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And is it okay that you charge them money?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Awesome. And what's your level?
Yeah, it's probably down to zero.
That's exactly what I have. So awesome. So I'm going to ask you just go ahead and breathe. Bingo. Awesome. All right. So I'm going to ask you to really, really embody this change. I want you to really, well, as you know, you're familiar with the subconscious mind, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, and so I'm going to ask you to get this in and embody this change, the new awareness of it's not taking advantage of people because you're not actually just trying to take their money. You're actually wanting to accept their money and provide them and work your butt off to give them great services.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are wanting to create an equal exchange. And if you think about it, it will end up being exponential for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Paige, it has been so wonderful connecting with you. And I'm impressed. Awesome job with your energy and awesome job getting it down to zero.
Thanks.
Beautiful. And you're really going to want to ingrain this. You're going to want to really embrace it fully. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this a bit further. You know, what a sweetheart, what a beautiful being who loves her patients so much and just an incredible being. So I love that, and I love that she was able to really create that shift. And so that's the first thing that I want you to notice for a moment is first and foremost, her pain was gone. So it went from a level 6 to a 0. Now, I do want to say that and have you really notice that for a moment, because I know that a lot of people have so many blocks towards money. And so some people will listen to this episode and they'll be thinking, oh, but it's still bad to have money, or oh, you should still feel guilty or sympathy, or they'll still think that in their mind. And so above all, beyond Brandy, beyond Paige, beyond anything, you want to think about the universe or God, divine energy, whatever you want to call it. But notice that her pain went away with what we were saying and the shift that we were creating. So you can see the universal truth, if you will, in the message. And so that's beautiful. And so if you're somebody who has a lot of blocks towards money, you want to take that in for a moment and really think about it. Because I got to be honest with you, a lot of times money patterns are hard for people to integrate because they have a lot of mixed messaging and feelings around money, because money is both our feeling of safety and security in life. And then there are also a lot of connections where we have, you know, a lot of mixed beliefs towards it, if you will, which can create some emotional roller coaster, if you will, because it's both your security and safety and also a lot of other emotions that can go along with it. And so there's that. Also, really quick, I do want to note for a moment that when you've been listening to these episodes and I help coach somebody out of pain where you can see their results, my goal is to always leave the time exactly like it is. So I'm not like editing them down a bunch so all of a sudden it looks like they got rid of pain in 5 minutes where it was an hour or something like that. You know, I want you to see the results of everything so you get a real timeline and an accurate demonstration of what's really going on. And so that's what I've done on all of the rest of the episodes. However, on this one, I do want to let you know there were a few audio issues on this one while we were recording, which made it so we had to start and stop the recording and whatnot. So technically, you know, going through this with the actual information that's in there, it looks like she was out of pain on this episode in maybe 30 or 40 minutes, somewhere in there. But it was probably closer to about 50 minutes or so, 55 minutes, depending. I'm not sure the exact time, but because the audio, we had to start it and restop it and whatnot, the recording, then I'm not sure the exact amount of time. But either way, I do want to note that all of the content is here. So if you think about it, you know, between the last episode and this episode, there were several blocks that she had and the things that we did to help shift them, it's all here. So I just am telling you because I always want to be transparent and I don't want to falsify anything. So going back to the integrity piece, I believe that part of the reason that my life and my health and everything is really great is also due to my level of integrity. And so I want to make sure and keep that because also it's a gateway to happiness and feeling really good and keeping lifted and also keeping my gift. And so just always wanted to be impeccable about my integrity. And so just wanting to make sure to let you know that. But when you look at it again, all the content is there. And if you think about it, there were several blocks she had. You know, if we look at the last episode, there was a feeling of feeling like she was going to get in trouble or somebody was going to come after her and feeling bad about money and feeling guilty or feeling like she's charging too much. You know, there were several different contributing links in the mind. And even with charging too much, you know, the fact that people are able to create change in their life is huge. You know, even I have coaching that I do with people one-on-one that's monthly coaching where I charge a decent price for that. And I help people make millions, you know, so their return on investment is really high. And I've helped people all the time bring in large amounts of money and change their life and all kinds of things. And so, you know, when you look at it for a moment, she's providing a value and it's beautiful. But either way, you know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, there were several different contributing links. And that's really what she needed to shift, which is why we did one and then the other. And by the way, I know to some people, this might feel like splitting hairs of feeling bad about money and then guilt and then, you know, different pieces. But that's the point. That's how I get results. You know, I really target those specific things, even if they don't make sense. And I target those specific changes that need to be made and help shift them. And to me, there is a huge difference between things like somebody being socially embarrassed and social anxiety. And a lot of people might say, oh, well, social disconnect or social anxiety, you know, it's all close to the same thing. But to me, it's huge. Or the feeling of feeling guilty or feeling bad or even fear and afraid. To me, those are radically different, and radically different about how I would work with them. You know, they're linked up different in the mind. And to be able to get the results, I'd have to deal with them and work with them in a much different way. And so, point being is that you want to notice even the little things. It's like the difference between red and orange, or the difference between blue and purple. You know, there's a real difference, if you will. Or another way to think about it is, you know, if you play a guitar, there's a difference between the G string and the B string. You know, there's a big difference, you know. And for somebody who doesn't play the guitar, they might not notice how big of a difference there is between chords initially. But somebody who is really used to playing music and they're really good at it, you play one chord compared to another, and it's like night and day, the difference. And for me, that's how mind programming is. It's just night and day difference between things in the mind. And so that's ultimately what you want to do, is target those specific things to get the results. And so that said, if you can take this awareness right here with also the four insights previously, and again, my biggest goal is to make sure that you have some takeaway that you can start to integrate into your life. And so you may want to take a moment and look at what that is for you in your life. All right. So it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.